Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Wisconsin can attract visitors for many reasons, with one of those unique features being our cheese. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund. Ricardo Gutierrez is a co-owner of Door Artisan Creamery, which is one of the recipients of the Dairy Processor Grants. Ricardo shares more about Door Artisan Creamery and how he landed there.
Yes, we are a small cheese factory. We produce 1,500 pounds of cheese per day. Right now, we are just producing 4 days a week because we don't have enough people to produce the whole week. We make around 15 different kinds of cheeses, between Goudas, Italians, specialty cheeses, different blends like a Gouda with Parm. Some blends are Hispanic. So
you're in the Door County area. How did you land there?
Well, to make a long story short story, I'm from Mexico City. In Mexico City, I have my own cheese factory with my family, but we sold 7 years ago. And I didn't know at this time what will be my next move. I just come here to the Midwest to visit friends, and I have a cousin in Sheboygan. So when I was visiting Sheboygan, I started to dig in more about the cheese making here, because when we have the cheese factory in Mexico, we sent 1 year in Madison in the World Champion Cheese Contest cheese. So I started to dig in the old contacts that I have, and it's when a couple of emails respond my request, and I started working with these small cheese factories to develop a project that I have. But sadly, they sold the company for a big corporation. And then in between, I was invited by Mike Brennenstuhl to be part of the Door Artisan Cheese like a production manager. And after 2 years to be there is when I met with Richard, my partner, and is when we decide to invest in the company and to be partnership with the old owners.
So Mexico City to Door County is quite the move, and I can imagine that the processes for producing cheese and dairy products might look a little different. Could you speak on that?
Yes, it's very different. Something that I like here is the quality of the milk, because it's completely different than the quality that we have in Mexico. It's amazing, the quality of milk here. And the market is completely different. In Mexico City, the 90% of products was fresh cheese. And here in Wisconsin, it's completely different. It's 90% is aged cheese and 10% is cheese curds. That is, I really like the cheese curds because it seems like it's very simple, but it's very difficult to hit the correct way to make cheese curds.
So now, focusing on this dairy processing grant that you just received, what pushed you to apply for that grant?
Well, we want to develop the wholesale business in our business, and this grant will help us to increase the production size. But like before I mentioned that it's very challenging to get people to help us, we will increase the volume of our batch so we can work with the same amount of people that we have now, but we will produce more volume.
And how do you hope to accomplish that goal with the grant?
Well, we expect that with this increase, we can target the medium-sized chain supply markets that we are looking to supply cheese with them. One of them is hopefully in the next month we have an appointment with the guys from Trader Joe's. And with the new batch size, I think we will be enabled to accomplish the volume that they require.
So it sounds like you're going to start dipping your toes into the retail side of things, right?
That's correct. We are small, but we are in the process to get the medium size of the companies, because right now, like in Door County, it's a seasonal business for the tourists. We need to fight with the months that is very slow for us, that is in winter. This is why we are putting all the effort to develop this wholesale business to support all the expenses that we generate in winter time.
So I'm glad that you bring up the tourism aspect of it. That is sort of a hot spot for tourists to the Wisconsin area. How do you hope to make an impact on the tourists that are visiting Door County?
Well, one thing that we have, and we put a lot of effort in Door Arts and Cheese, is that we are not just a cheese factory. We want to educate the people that what is behind the cheese making, because it's not just that you have milk and then you pour some of things and you have magical, you have cheese. No, we try to educate the people that how much you need to work hard. It's hard work to make the cheese, all the science that is behind, and is that we told the people that when you see this block of different cheeses, you cannot imagine that everything starts with just one material, that is milk. So one of the best efforts that we want is that be a cheese factory, but also be like an educational institution for people that they can learn just the amazing world that is the cheese.
You do have a unique position, too, to educate visitors to the area. And what has the response been like when you teach them about Wisconsin and our dairy industry?
Well, we emphasize for the how important is that when you have a really good quality, really good quality of milk, you will have really good quality of cheese. So it's important for us to the people understand that when they buy this kind of cheeses, they support not just the cheese factory, they support more people behind us, that is also like the dairy farmers, small dairy farmers, small business that are behind us, and also they are required with all the quality standards that right now we have. So all the supplies that we have now in our facility are the highest quality.
Well, it sounds like this grant is really going to help you to continue that goal of serving as an educator and an advocate for the agriculture industry. It sounds like we've covered a lot of stuff about Door Artisan Creamery. Is there anything that I'm leaving out, Ricardo?
Is that we, with my partner Richard, we said we are the greatest small cheese factory in the planet. We feel proud of the cheese that we make because the team that we have there is not just people who go for a check, is people who have a passion there. Also, we are very diverse side. We have people from all the ages, women, men, different nationalities. So we are proud who we are.
Ricardo Gutierrez, co-owner of Door Artisan Creamery, with a look at how the company plans to use their dairy processor grant. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.